as enjoyable as four straight green lights on Hickman. Back to Ken, Colleen, and Kurt in the morning on Star 102.5.
Woo! So we were asking the question, what makes you undateable? Colleen's friend, police officer, said on social media the other day she is, because she's a police officer.
She thinks just being a woman and a police officer, it's just a little different. Because I think, you know, oftentimes men who are police officers, you know, women, you know, some women that really like a guy in uniform. Yeah, it's that guy in uniform thing.
All right, 280-1025. So, Laura in West Des Moines now. You're married now, but back in the day, what made you undateable?
If anybody saw my ex-husband, I said, they'll look at him and say, okay, that was with you. I'm not following that. No.
Oh, okay. What now? All right. Now, which way? Because he was so handsome or?
Oh, gosh, no.
Okay.
Oh, gosh, no.
He was so bad. They don't want to come in. See, I think that would be good. You can only go up from there.
Right.
I did. But I thought, well, my reputation is tainted.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I could see that. But I will say that from my experience, the other, where someone is so great or so good looking or, you know, makes so much money or whatever it is a harder, can be, you know, feels like a harder act to follow than, you know, someone who's kind of a dirter. Then I'm sort of like, okay, well, I'm better than that.
I've never been more lost in a conversation.
I am too. I'm trying to figure this out. All right.
Well, I think you're saying that, if I'm understanding you correctly, that you don't think very much of your ex-husband. Maybe it wasn't a good guy for whatever number of reasons, and that reflected poorly on you because you were with him. Is that what you were saying?
Sexually, it's like, why would I want to be in you if that was in you?
Oh, now it's clear.
You buried the lead here. Let's get to the sex.
It was not Kurt and I that couldn't follow along. Yes, you left a big part of the story. Okay.
Now we got it. Full picture.
Well, good for you.
You made it, though, Laura. Good job. Okay?
Woo-hoo.
All right. You have a good day. Take care.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurt in the morning. Something to drown out the kids yelling at each other about who didn't charge the iPad. Star 102.5.